1. Monarchs and Milkweed. We're beginning in one of the most attractive spots at the Boston Nature Center, especially if you're a butterfly. The butterfly garden is a collection of about 30 types of perennial plants, each selected because they provide food, water, shelter, and a place to reproduce for many species of butterflies and bees. From June through October, the garden bursts with color, from the deep red tufts of bee balm to the golden petals of black-eyed Susan. Towering over everything are the dark purple clusters of butterfly bush flowers, each one rich in nectar. Many species of butterflies take advantage of these plants, and visitors of all ages are delighted when they see the orange and black monarch butterflies. As you sit on the bench, there is a tactile sign to your right. Touch this sign to explore the shape of a monarch chrysalis, which is the shape of an oval grape. The chrysalis protects the caterpillar as it goes through its wonderful transformation. Feel the plants behind the bench. Break a piece of the leaf to feel a milky substance. This is milkweed, essential to the butterfly's life cycle. Although a butterfly is nearly silent as it flies, you might be able to hear bees buzzing. Don't worry, the bees are much more interested in the flowers than you. A nature center is often thought of as a wild, untouched place where nature is left to take its course. But what does untouched mean? People have been interacting with the landscape in Massachusetts for 10,000 years. Imagine the changes in this land over time. Native Americans may have burned the forests here to make it easier to hunt deer and other game. Others may have cleared the land to grow corn, beans, and squash. We know that colonial farmhouses were built nearby, and pigs were raised near this spot when it was a state hospital. Over 30 large brick buildings stood on this site up until the late 1990s. At times when people weren't using the land intensively, different species of plants and animals proliferated, and the most successful are the ones that still grow in our meadows and woods today. With the perspective that a landscape is ever-changing, leave aside the idea of an ideal wilderness and realize that people have an opportunity to choose how land can be used to benefit all living things. The butterfly garden is an excellent example. It provides habitat for pollinators, who perform an essential function in an ecosystem. Over 80% of plants need pollinators in order to produce fruits and seeds. By creating this habitat, we also provide a peaceful place where people can spend time surrounded by some of nature's most lovely and mysterious creatures. Even one or two plants can be enough to attract butterflies and bees to your home. Ask a staff member for a publication if you'd like to start your own butterfly garden. To get to stop number 2, turn left on the same gravel path for about 25 feet, then turn right and continue following the gravel path back to the large flat stone where the trail started. Turn left on the flat stone path and walk straight ahead for 51 feet. Turn left onto another gravel path edged by grass on both sides. Follow the path for 50 feet to a log border on your right. This is stop number 2, a large sugar maple.